The Fight for the Baloo by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Narrated by Peter Silverly. Tika had become a mother. Tarzan of the Apes was intensely interested, much more so, in fact, than Torg, the father. Tarzan was very fond of Tika. Even the cares of prospective motherhood had not entirely quenched the fires of carefree youth, and Tika had remained a good-natured playmate even at an age when other shes of the tribe of Kerchak had assumed the sullen dignity of maturity. She yet retained her childish delight in the primitive games of tag and hide-and-go-seek which Tarzan's fertile man-mind had evolved. To play tag through the treetops is an exciting and inspiring pastime. Tarzan delighted in it, but the bulls of his childhood had long since abandoned such childish practices. Tika, though, had been keen for it always until shortly before the baby came. But with the advent of her firstborn, even Tika changed. The evidence of the change surprised and hurt Tarzan immeasurably. One morning he saw Tika squatted upon a low branch hugging something very close to her hairy breast, a wee something which squirmed and wriggled. Tarzan approached, filled with the curiosity which is common to all creatures endowed with brains which have progressed beyond the microscopic stage. Tika rolled her eyes in his direction and strained the squirming mite still closer to her. Tarzan came nearer. Tika drew away and bared her fangs. Tarzan was nonplussed. In all his experiences with Tika, never before had she bared her fangs at him other than in play. But today she did not look playful. Tarzan ran his brown fingers through his thick black hair, cocked his head upon one side and stared. Then he edged a bit nearer, craning his neck to have a better look at the thing which Tika cuddled. Again Tika drew back her upper lip in a warning snarl. Tarzan reached forth a hand, cautiously.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?